السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين، اما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أصاب من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: وذروا الإثم ظاهرا وباطنا، وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنا، إن ربك إن الذين يكسبون الإثم سيجزون بما كانوا يقترفون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إنسان is full of sins. Mistakeful. No one is innocent except Anbiya alayhi salam, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the quality of the believer, he does not remain on sin. Whenever he realizes that I have done wrong, immediately he regrets and he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he repents. That's the quality. Now, what is the sin? Sin, as Ulama explained, every violation of the Sharia is regarded as a sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down prophets after the prophets to guide us towards the right path. And finally, our beloved Rasul Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Khatim al-Nabiyyin, made them a role model, ideal, a perfect example to follow. And then granted them the divine scripture, whether it's Torah, Zabur, Injil, or the Holy Quran, and taught them the Sharia, the way of life. What is the Sharia? Sharia is the way of life, how you conduct your daily life, how you live your life in this world. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you as His servant. We are not free. We are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a servant, it is our duty to follow the instruction and guideline of our master. The obedient servant is that who follow the guideline of the master. Our master is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Khaliq and Malik. And he sent down Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a perfect example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Perfect example. If a person does not follow the Sharia, it does not obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way it's shown by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is committing sin. It's that simple. So whatever we do, if it doesn't match to the laws of the Sharia, that's regarded as a sin. That's regarded as a violation. That's regarded as a transgression. Sometimes we think, oh, it is minor sin. We disregard it. In the time of Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala, There was no category of minor and major, Saghair and Kabair. Were not in their dictionary. They were so cautious that they never used to intentionally commit sin. And every little thing they used to regard as a big thing. Like Ulama give the example, for the Sahaba radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, a minor sin used to be like burden, like some a mountain put on their shoulder. That's how they used to feel and regard it, even the minor, minute sin. And in today's time, we regard it as a major sin, big sin. It's just like a mosquito flying away. That's the difference. So, the minor sin which we disregard and overlook and don't feel it, it is dangerous. I will give some report. You know, there are so many dangerous animals, wild animals, who are harmful for the human being. According to a report, a buffalo, the wild buffalo, kills 7 people every year. A lion kills 500 people every year. Hippopotamus kills 800 people in a year. A spider kill about 5,000 people. Our kids are very scared of spider. So spider kills about 5,000. Scorpions kills about 7,000 people. Snakes kills about 10,000 people in a year. And surprisingly, a mosquito kills 2.7 million people in a year. Now you compare small little mosquito with buffalo and lion and hippo. There is no comparison, right? So biggest animals are not that dangerous compared to that minor little mosquito. This is the example of the minor sins. And we disregard it. It comes in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, when a person is committing sin, this is how it describes, and I have mentioned before also, it symbolizes with the darkness. Any sin symbolizes with the darkness. Every good action symbolizes with the light and noor. If you pray Salah, there will be noor on your face. Recite the Holy Quran, there will be special noor on your face. If you make Zikrullah, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will feel the noor and you will have the peace in your mind and tranquility in your heart. So every action has the reaction. If it's good action, good reaction. If it's bad action, bad reaction. So if a person is committing sin, initially one dark spot, black spot, comes on his heart. Because everything, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand, it's connected to the heart. The most important organ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in a human body is the heart. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that in our human body, there is the mudgha, idha fasada, fasada sa'ir al-jasadi, idha saluha, saluha al-jasad kulluhu, idha fasada, fasada al-jasad kulluhu, ala wahi al-qalb, kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That piece of flesh in your heart, which is called qalb, which is called heart, if that heart is pure and clean and perfect, rest of the body all the organs and limbs of the body will be perfect and functioning in correct manner. But if the piece of flesh, which is heart, it is polluted, it is incorrect, then no matter how your eyesight is strong or your tongue is good, it's not going to work. Because everything is connected with the heart. That's why in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. The meaning of the hadith is, Allah does not look into your appearance, how beautiful your face is, how healthy your body is, how many muscles you have. Allah is not going to look at your body, your appearance, outwardly. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at, look is at your heart and your a'mal and the actions coming out from the heart. Because heart is the king of the body. All the limbs of the body are connected to the heart. And all the commands and orders goes from the heart to the eye, to the tongue, to the ear, to the leg, to the head. And accordingly, they are functioning. So if the heart is corrected, rest of the body is correct. And if the heart is incorrected or polluted, the rest of the body is polluted. It's so important. That's why it is said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lives, resides in the hearts of the believer. The hearts of the believer is the resident address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have to look for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you have to look at? In the heart of the believer. Nowhere else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remain, but it remains in the heart of the believers. So heart of the believer, it's so important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why, has mentioned in the Holy Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On the يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to look into your wealth, your all wealth, your all children, your all relatives will not be beneficial for you on Yawmul Qiyamah. La yanfa' maal wala banun. In this world,